We know that the Midland Railway workshops were an integral part of the fabric of this place from the early years. They ran for close to a century. They were the hub for maintenance of the WA rail system. But it was also an important training ground. In its heyday, the workshops employed 3,500 people and trained several thousand apprentices. So when it shut on March the 4th, 1944, it had a huge impact. So Kevin Mountain was a timekeeper and was at work that day in 1994. Good afternoon, Kevin.
Good afternoon, Christine.
Thank you so much for coming down to the broadcast.
Absolute pleasure.
I have to say, I love the pins on your tie. I can see 35 years of West Rail and a beautiful, beautiful train. Take us back to that day. What was it like on the 4th of March, 1994?
It was a very traumatic day. I had no advice from the management what to do. So I went to work as usual, starting at 6:30. I opened the time office, had it ready for the men to come in at 7 o'clock, and the men started coming in. Then a chap from the wagon shop came in and he had a fighting swan.
A fighting swan?
Yes. When Hayden Bunton came to Swan Districts from South Australia in 1961,
yes,
he had the fighting swan instead of just a sitting duck.
I understand.
And this man from the wagon shop had made me a model of the fighting swan out of a scaffolding plank which was going to be burnt.
And what did that mean to you?
I cried my eyes out at the way he just thought of me and to make me a fighting swan. Several other men came in and gave me boxes or bunches of pistachio nuts.
Did they?
Yeah, I'd never tried a pistachio nut, and now I'm a keen favourite of eating pistachio nuts.
You've got nice memories attached to them. What was it like to have to sign the final timesheets for those you'd gotten to know so well?
That was another teary job, because we had to sign, fill in the timesheets for all the leave due. And on the bottom of it, you put pay or money's due.
Okay.
And that was that, and the timesheets got wet with tears, yes. So it's very traumatic.
Well, as a timekeeper, what was your role? Tell me.
Well, I used to open the gates and let the people in. If they were late, we'd dock them. One man came in one morning and said, he was late. He said, I had a flat battery.
Yeah.
And I said, well, why don't you pump it up?
So did you dock him? I mean, could you get away with it? How did it work?
No, he got fined a quarter of an hour's pay. One man came in and said he was late because he had to race his pregnant wife to hospital.
Yeah.
And I said, did you beat her? And there.
That's very funny. Yeah. I mean, like, if they're racing, that is. But, yeah. I mean, you didn't dock his pay because he was taking her to hospital,
did
you?
Dock his pay, but they let him to work through his lunch hour to recoup the money he would have lost.
Oh, wow. You were very regimented. I suppose you'd probably have to be, right? Is that why
You had to be, yes.
Kevin Mountain is with me. We're talking about the West Rail Workshop. He was a former timekeeper there. Now, you were 58 when the workshops closed. What did you do after that? Were you offered a redundancy, another job? What did it mean for you?
Well, I got a phone call about 8:15, saying I had to report to the flagpole at 9 o'clock where I was going to lower the flag, and which I did. I lowered the flag, and that brought the end of the workshops to a closure. Yeah.
And what did it mean for you in terms of work? Did you...
Well, I got a job offer from the redeployment office in Eric Charlton's office, organising meetings and agendas and taking minutes. And I declined because I'd finish up in jail.
Why?
And they said, well, why would you finish up in jail? And I said, well, I'd be the biggest leak in his office. I'd be getting even with him for closing the workshops.
Uh-huh. All right. I see where you're going with that, Kevin.
Yes.
Well, good that you're honest. So how did people used to get paid in those days? Did you have to pay them as well?
No. We used to hang on their docket board a paycheck, and they got paid at 10 different playing spots in the workshops.
Right. Yeah. What do you miss most about the workshops? Was it the camaraderie?
The camaraderie, yes, yep. yes, yes.
Yep. Who did what? Did you have drinks after work? Did you all go out together? What was it like?
Well, we had a sporting club, yes, yes. We had a lousy club. We had all sorts of things like that.
A lousy club?
Yes.
What do you mean?
We had. Well, they used to put in so much money each week to, say, one collector, and you got that amount of money back at Christmas time, but the interest went to the collector of the money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look, Kevin, what is one thing that people should know about Midland?
That it's probably the best suburb in the metropolitan area. It's covered by rail, naturally, buses, and hospital, a new hospital.
You've got everything.
Yes, yes.
Kevin Mountain, it's been wonderful to speak to you this afternoon. Thank you so much for coming.